Hi, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and this is Walking with Jesus, and day number 22, or devotional number 22, in our series through the book of Romans. Romans, chapter 8, verses 18 to 30. What will happen when Jesus returns, and what do we do until then? Here's Romans 8, verses 18 to 19, and verses 24 to 26. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed in us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. Again, that's Romans 8, 18 and 19, and 24 to 26. Do you remember being really excited as a child? I remember the first time my dad took me to the movies by myself. I believe we were going to see Superman 2. I was so excited that I couldn't stop bouncing around on the front seat of the car until I hit my head on the windshield. These days, at the age of almost 46, it takes more than the promise of a new Superman movie to get me really excited. I was pretty thrilled in 2012 when the Orioles finally had a winning season and made the playoffs for the first time since 1997. But Oriole magic is absolutely nothing compared to the excitement I feel when I think about the coming return of the Lord Jesus. Everything I have ever hoped for or longed for finds its focal point of expectation when I think about the return of Jesus. Romans 8 tells me that this is not just my own experience, but the experience of all creation. The whole of creation groans in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed, which will happen when Jesus returns. Too often, the expectation of Christians regarding eternal life is so thin and, frankly, a little boring. Too many believers never get beyond, "I know I'll be in a better place when I die." I have a friend who always heard this growing up and who wondered what a better place meant. Were they on a permanent vacation in the Caribbean? The Bible gives us a more sure and exciting hope. When this life ends, we are immediately ushered into the presence of the Lord, free from pain and suffering, and enjoying the glory of His presence forever. But ours is not just a personal spiritual hope. God has a future for us, in a resurrected body, in the new heavens and earth. And this future includes redemption for all of God's creation. Samwise Gamgee asks Gandalf, "Is everything sad going to come untrue?" The Bible's answer, which Tolkien himself knew and believed, is a resounding yes. The whole world will be remade, and all fallen, broken, sin-scarred, ugly sadness will come untrue. As Jesus says, "Behold, I am making all things new." What does this mean? Practically speaking, I think there's nothing good which you will miss when this life is over, which will not, in the end, be restored to you without any shadow of sin or sadness. Love, friendship, animals, work, play, exploration, worship, devotion, food, and fun, all of these and more will be ours forever, given by the one who has always been the giver of every good and perfect gift. Also, practically speaking, we need to remember that we are not there yet. In this world, we suffer and groan in hope. Now, hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. How can we wait with patience? Well, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We need to make sure we don't place the expectations of eternity, that is, everlasting fulfillment and joy, on the things of time. We need to make sure we are longing for what Jesus will bring when He comes again. Is that hard? Yes. Sometimes we don't even know how to pray, but the Spirit helps us there too. How can we have assurance that we will make it to eternal joy? The Spirit's work within us is evidence that God has called us to Himself and has given us a true love for Himself. This, in turn, is sure evidence that we were foreknown and predestined by God before the world began, and that our future in glory is secure in the plans and purposes of God. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.